Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Christy. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day and a great weekend. We start off with a Blockwiz question. This celebrity built a bowling alley in her house, but as she got older, became an antique nut. So turned the bowling alley into an antique warehouse where she currently buys and sells millions and millions of dollars of antiques. Is it Cher, Baba Wawa, or Baba Streisand? I'll give you the answer in a minute. Sad to hear the passing of Casey Kasem. I knew Casey for decades, a wonderful guy. When I left Hawaii and worked at my first radio station when I was 16 years old, emptying trash and working the switchboard at KRLA here in L.A., the lineup was Bob Hudson did mornings, Casey Kasem did middays, Bob Eubank did afternoons, Gary Owens did nights, and Wolfman Jack did our overnights. How's that for a radio lineup?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really was. This is just so strange. I had to share it with you. Have you ever seen Air Force One?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, you will admit it's an amazing sight.
Mm-hmm.
This is just bizarre. On Friday, my wife Cheryl and I were headed to happy hour, and we got stopped at a roadblock right at the Palm Springs Airport on Kirk Douglas Drive. Had no idea why we were stopped, and then 200 yards in front of us, Obama and Air Force One landed. Wow. Then Saturday morning, took the dog to the dog park. Again, at almost the same spot, we get stopped, and sure enough, saw Air Force One take off. Obama on his way to Anaheim to speak at the Irvine University commencement speech. That afternoon, we're coming home from some friend's house. Right place, right time. Are stopped about a half a block from where we were, just in time to see Air Force land again from Anaheim. I mean, what are the chances of seeing that Air Force One take off and land three times in 18 hours?
Really?
Very bizarre. Here is some scoopage. Michelle was with Barack but didn't go to Anaheim with him. She stayed behind to meet with a real estate agent where it is the Obamas plan to retire in Palm Springs. This is her second trip here in the last month. By the way, Reagan, of course, had a place here. Gerald Ford died here. Nixon had a place here. Clinton has a golf tournament here. So they called it the playground of presidents. Is it true Kanye West can't read? I hear he's illiterate. Kim and Kanye spotted walking down Fifth Avenue in New York, not talking, instead exchanging stink eye at each other. Obviously not happy. Couple of love nuggets. How about that Mick Jagger's 42-year-old daughter, Jada, became a grandmother 2 weeks ago. Last week, she had her own baby, another baby. That's a little odd, don't you think? You're a grandmother 1 week, and then you have your own baby the next week? Okay. Spotted canoodling in New York, Robert Pattinson and Katy Perry. How about that? And who turned their bowling alley into an antique warehouse and sells millions of dollars of antiques? Cher, Baba Wawa, or Baba Streisand?
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Streisand.
It is Barbara Streisand, absolutely. And she buys and sells a ton of antiques. Hey, have a great day. We'll do her again tomorrow from Hollywood. Mike Evans, see ya.